organizers behind the Love Song Seniors Housing Initiative are now reporting that they are in the final stages of financing for Phase 1. The affordable housing development, which seeks to convert the defunct Pinecrest Memorial Elementary School in Bloomfield, will create 50 affordable rental units while applying the Danish co-housing communal living model, a novel concept in Canada. Features will include a library, makerspace, gymnasium, licensed kitchen, walking trails, and carbon-neutral status solar power. This is in response to the pressing need for affordable seniors housing in the county, as the waitlist for existing lower-rent residences has grown to 4 years. Love Song board members Donna Rogers and Ken Howe report that an application for a federal Green and Inclusive Community Buildings GICB grant has been submitted, and Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation CMHC financing is in process for a combined total of $14 million. As well, they had these words to share concerning their journey thus far.
And we've had a lot
of
vote support, unanimous every time we made a request to council for cutbacks in water costs and for agreement to financially support this and so on and so on. So it's been really a great thing. I can't be negative about it in that regard. I'm frustrated, no question, that the powers to be government have not said, oh, that sounds like a great... What we have had is comments like, well, you guys are beginning swimmers in a pool against Olympic class athletes. Sad stories. I've had old ladies grab me by the arm and say, Ken, when will this project be done? Will it be done before I die? Asking that question. Seeing the building or seeing the model, seeing the video, will it be done before I die? Then you ask me that same question, why are you doing this? Or why isn't other people doing it?
We are doing it because we're retired and we are our brother's keeper. And if we don't do it, who's going to do it?
Love Song organizers expect Phase 1 construction to take 1 year once they are approved for financing. They also plan multiple additional phases on the 20-acre property in the future. For the Local Journalism Initiative, this is Alex Wright.